This is Stephen Strang. Before my podcast, I want to give my listeners a special offer of getting 2 years of Charisma Magazine for only $20. This is better than two for one. I hope you want Charisma in your home, where you can read it, where you can share, where you can keep it around the house and sometimes look at an article later. You know, with everything that's happening with digital, we have found that people still want Charisma in print. And I've been sharing this in my last few podcasts, and it's interesting that the subscriptions are coming in, and I hope that you'll take advantage of this offer by going to charismamag.com/2, T-W-O. That means 2 years for the price of one for only $20. And now here's my podcast.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Many of you know that I have a dual role as a Christian leader in ministry, but also as a businessman. I'm a CEO. I have a company to run. It's a publishing house. We're also into media in English and Spanish. We do podcasts, publish books, publish the Bible. Many of you know this. I don't talk about it a lot, but one of the things I do for myself is I'm in a small group with other businessmen where we're able to share ideas, iron sharpens iron, and also to encourage each other. Hello, everyone. I'm Stephen Strang. Welcome to the Strang Report. Recently, I was with my friend Dave Yarns. He is one of the key leaders with Rick Joyner at Heritage International Ministries in Charlotte, North Carolina. And he told me about a network of Christian businessmen that I got so excited about. I said, Dave, let me record a podcast. So we kind of recorded an impromptu podcast there in Charlotte, in which he shared with me about Kingdom Builders Association. And it's really something that I believe that you will want to get involved with. In fact, I may be involved with it myself in various ways and report about that as time goes on. But it's important to build the kingdom, and the businessmen can do this. And Dave articulates the vision very well. I hope you catch the vision as you listen to this podcast with my very good friend, Dave Yarns, of Kingdom Builders Association. Dave Yarns, tell me about the Kingdom Business Association. Why would somebody be interested in it, and what does the association consist of?
Boy, that's a great question. I think we evolved a little bit, but now we're highly prophetic. We really build around relationship, where instead of getting people to be like spoke and hub to us in leadership, we're really trying to connect people. And we've seen marketplace ministries and extraordinary things happen through the network. It's amazing.
So what are some of the types of marketplace ministries that people are members?
Yeah, typically I think we're more entrepreneurial, we're more business-oriented. We do have some people that are in what we would call some of the other seven mountains, media, arts, entertainment, education. But mostly these are business people, and they're getting together because they need that kind of prophetic, charismatic relationship with each other. So a lot of these guys are in places where there's no one else around that's like them.
So you started this around 10 years ago.
Yeah.
What was the motivation, and what form does it take? Like, do you have monthly meetings, weekly meetings? Are there 10 people in a group? What form does it take?
Yes, we started about 10 years ago, and I was at the point where I was pastoring, and I had a number of businesses that were growing. It's probably going back 15 years. And there wasn't a lot of material out there about what does it mean to be ministering in the marketplace. And there was this huge sense of the secular sacred divide. Well, if you want to minister, you need to give up these secular pursuits. And it's just nothing could be further from the truth. So we started out with 5 or 10 guys, 20, 30, it started to grow. But it was getting together and encouraging each other that your business is your front line. That whatever you're doing unto the kingdom. And it really birthed out of that. So we transferred it to Morningstar. We've been here about 10 years working with Morningstar. And it's really getting some traction now. A lot of our material, our resources are on our website. We do weekly coaching calls all around the world. You can get on, hear top speakers from various subjects. You can interact with them. We do weekly prayer calls. We also take prayer requests in from our members. So we disseminate information through our website. We do meetings annually. We have a big annual meeting, but we also do quarterly meetings around the country.
And what is your vision for it in the future?
Well, you know, I think we see that there are a lot of things that God is doing in the marketplace ministry sector that's really popped up in the last 10 years. But we're uniquely prophetic. We've seen people's lives changed by a prophetic word. So we encourage that. We talk to people about it. We do training around it. We're also uniquely building by relationship. Hey, if I'm in trouble, I can buy one of Steve Strang's books, but wouldn't it be great if I could call him up and have enough of a relationship or a friendship, and I can say, this is where I'm at with my marriage or my business, and talk with a warm body. And like I said, I don't think there's a lot of marketplace ministries that really strived to connect their members relationally, and that's what we're about.
Now, I can relate to some of what you're talking because I know the value of this kind of networking. So just help me understand, and my listeners, do you have chapters? Are the chapters like 10 people? Is it like a guy that has 3 employees? Are they companies mainly CEOs, or is it just any Christian in business?
Yeah, and they grow organically. We have some pockets of KBA where, you know, we have some leadership in an area and they get together physically. In this area, in Charlotte area, we do a prayer breakfast once a month or a KBA breakfast, and we pray, we bring speakers in. Other people get together in their business. They've got 3 or 4 employees. They stay connected through the website, the coaching calls and the prayer calls, and then this thing forms organically the way relationships do. You know, I hear time and time again that people found their best friends through KBA. And I don't say that lightly. They really do find commonality because I think all friendship is based on, you know, having a lot of things in common. And KBA has really been able to do that.
And for people who want to connect with you, tell me a website or how people could find out more information, even to get involved.
Yeah. KBABiz.com. It's got everything on there, shows who we are, what we're doing. You can become a member. I think it's $19 a month. You get access to all of our resources online, and that connects you with all of our people. Or you can just go on. There's a lot of free resources, but kbabiz.com. We also have an office. It's open 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. All the information's there on the website. You can call, talk with our people, see the events that we have coming up.
And spell kbabiz.com.
KBABIZ.com.
I hope you enjoyed my podcast. You probably know that I turn it into a newsletter, which I also call the Strang Report, and we put it online. But many of my listeners don't subscribe to the newsletter. I have over 30,000 subscribers, and it's always going up. So I want to encourage you to subscribe so you get it delivered to your inbox along with the podcast. It makes it a very easy way to be able to get to it and to see each newsletter that I do, and also to listen to each podcast. All you have to do is go to newsletter.strangreport.com. I'll repeat that, newsletter.strangreport.com. Of course, you can also download on iTunes and on Google Play. And when you do, if you just give us a 5-star rating, that along with the downloads increases our ranking, which means that we get more notoriety or something like that. My staff has been telling me that I should invite my faithful, loyal listeners to go on iTunes and Google Play and to sign up. In fact, you can subscribe to the podcast, which is a different way to receive it than through my newsletter. Also, I have a new hotline where you can leave a comment. It's 407-706-8476. We would love to hear your comments. In the future, we will actually play some of them, or if you pose questions, I'll be answering your questions. That number again is 407-706-8476. And you can also email me at podcast@charismamedia.com. Again, that's podcast@charismamedia.com. Thank you for listening today to the Strang Report. Until next time, God bless you. I'm Stephen Strang.
Thank you for listening to the Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. charismamag.com. Again, it's the Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.